Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about your 1031 timing strategy.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the timing of transactions. When you know you could put your property up for sale, when should you put it up to optimize the opportunity? Well, there is the element of the 1031 exchange, and that's a tax deferral business of investment to investment property purchase and sales that you do, Bob. There's a lot of strategy in the timing, isn't there?
Oh, that's huge. Absolutely huge. When you have decided that you would rather own a property different from the one that you currently own, but you don't want to pay the capital gains tax either to the state or to the federal government, you're talking most likely a tax-deferred exchange. And I need to know that several months before we actually go out and do our magic. There's a certain amount of strategy that's involved. We need to identify what you're after as far as a financial goal of the transaction and how likely it is that we're going to be able to find a property that produces that sort of thing. I start shopping for the upleg or the replacement property at the same time that I'm starting to market the downleg or the property you're going to get rid of in the exchange.
There are some pretty definitive deadlines, aren't there, Bob, in the process where you need to make decisions within a time frame or the IRS will be very unforgiving.
Yes, absolutely. And if we don't do the prior counseling and so forth, it's going to become so rushed, you're not going to appreciate the opportunity that you have.
So you can't start too soon or too early in regards to a 1031 exchange. In understanding your likelihood of success at the back end of that, upon the completion of the exchange, will you have put yourself in a better position? Realistically, can you put yourself in another better position that's right-sized, or will you be losing ground because you didn't have a plan that was realistic?
Exactly. It's going to cost you money in the long run, and it will make you feel very uncomfortable as you make the transaction as a tax-deferred exchange. It doesn't have to be that way. It's so easy to plan this thing to reduce the stress and increase your opportunity of success. It just simply is a process of timing, literally timing.
It is so wise to have counsel next to you who has done this before. So track down Bob Nelson. Help him understand what you're seeking to do. He will not waste your time or his, but he will have a good conversation to help you be realistic in your expectations. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.